Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion poll, and we would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
Not a problem.
Say that again.
Yes, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion poll and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Yes.
Okay, what is the race you identify with?
Black.
Thank you so much. So I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote?
Yes.
Are the chances? Sorry?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. May I have your age for statistical purposes?
72.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means
10.
That you're 10. Okay. Some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say is politics to you? Would you say very important, somewhat important? Not too important or not important at all?
Very important.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm not going to answer that one.
That's okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very satisfied.
Thank you so much. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? We have the COVID pandemic, the Biden administration and their policies, Republicans in Congress, big business and corporate price gouging and greed, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, or something else?
We're mostly big business corporations.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. You can use a 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important. So the first one is improving K-12 education. How important is that for you?
What was the scale? It's at the top of the scale.
Yes. It's from 0 to 10. 0 is not important at all. 5 is
10.
10. Okay.
10.
Now, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Okay. Making college more affordable?
10.
Making sure corporations pay their fair share in taxes?
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
Ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected?
10.
Thank you so much. Now, switching gears a little, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Like strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
Approve.
Okay, strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Say strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 1 to 100, from 0 to 100, I'm sorry. So we have the U.S. Supreme Court.
0.
Thank you. The Democratic Party?
100.
Thank you. Mitch McConnell?
30.
Thank you. Black Lives Matter?
100.
Kamala Harris?
100.
Cornel West?
50.
Donald Trump?
0.
Joe Biden?
100.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you, which candidate...
You asked me. I have many more questions.
We're over 65%, so...
okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Thank you. Now, thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you so much. Now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office, all other things being equal. Please tell me which candidate you are more likely to support. So we have the candidate B. It says, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policy to outlaw racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. And the candidate A says, if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. All other things being equal, are you more likely to support the candidate A or the candidate B?
I was going to say B, but can you read B again? It sounds very similar.
Sure. It says, if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policy to outlaw racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable.
And read A.
And the AC, it says, I'm sorry, if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve students' debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy.
I guess B.
B, okay, like somewhat or much more?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Would you say yes a lot, yes some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Yes a lot.
Thank you. And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Would you say much more affordable, somewhat more affordable, somewhat more unfavorable? Or much more unfavorable?
Much more favorable. I think that was one of the choices.
Oh, okay, yes. I want to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important is that to you. So the first one says, ban chokeholds and no-knock warrants for federal officers. Is that for you very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you so much. And cap the price of insulin at $35 per month for Medicare and Medicaid. Is that very important, somewhat important?
Very important.
Thank you. And a third of the judges appointed to the federal bench are African-American, the most ever.
What's the question?
Yes. A third of the judges appointed to the federal bench are African-American, the most ever. Would you say that is very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Who come up with these questions? A third of the bench, African-American?
Yes, those are some accomplishments that Joe Biden has made in his administration for the last 2 years.
A third of the
yes.
federal bench, federal judges.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. African American.
All right, I didn't know that. Okay, yeah, that's important.
Okay, now the next one, invested $50 billion to stabilize the child care industry and keep child care centers open.
Child care centers should be open, yeah.
Okay, so that's very important for you, somewhat important, or not that very important?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat. Okay, and the last one, invested nearly $6 billion to support historically black colleges and universities. Is that something very important, somewhat, not very important?
Very important.
Thank you so much. And now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much. This is the 80% already. Now I'm going to read some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is a very important convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means is not at all convincing reason to vote. So the first reason says, you might not know this, but Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was elected as Democratic leader by his peers in the United States Congress earlier this year, the first ever African-American leader for either party in Congress. If Democrats win in 2024, he will become Speaker of the House, making history and become the second most powerful person in our government. He would not only be able to move an agenda focused on growing economic opportunity for everyone, but he'd be our check on MAGA Republicans and their radical agenda to roll back our freedoms and rights. Is that from 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
10.
Thank you so much. Now, the second says, Democrats in the Senate are focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America. 10. Okay, thank you so much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November. 10. Thank you so much. And what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard? Or what stands out to you?
It's important to show up at the polls.
Okay. Just taking notes. Just a moment.
Important to get everybody to the polls. Turnout.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, now I'm going to read a list of sites or apps for each one. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. How about YouTube?
No.
No, okay.
In the past, how many days?
In the past 2 days.
2 days, no.
Okay, Snapchat?
No.
Apple News?
No.
Instagram?
No.
TikTok?
No.
Facebook?
No.
Twitter?
No.
Okay, thank you. This is the 95% already. We're almost done. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
PhD.
Thank you so much. Give me 1 second. Okay. Are you married or married living with a partner? Single, separated, divorced? Mm-hmm.
Divorced, living with a partner.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative?
Mm-hmm. Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Nearly all.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
It's suburban.
Thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
And were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay, so this is concluding the survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation, sir. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.